Your Afternoon
with Joel Reinberger on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Rhys Campbell has written a book called Eat Wild Tasmanian about edible native plants of Tasmania. How long have you been investigating what's edible in your own backyard?
For a long time. I'm a very proud and passionate Tasmanian, and I think our island is hugely undervalued. And one of the aspects of its undervalue is the wild food that we have. We've got well over 120 edible Tasmanian native plants, which nobody knows about. They know about the pepper and maybe the snowberries, and that's about it.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you. There's something better than a pepperberry out there?
We have loads of fruit. We have loads of tubers. We've got greens. We've got tea. We've got a huge range of edible plants.
Okay, so what's the best Tasmanian fruit that people don't know about?
Pig face. You know the common old pig face that grows along the beaches?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that has a delicious, juicy, big fruit late summer, and it grows. It's so prolific that it's even one of the few Tasmanian fruits that I could recommend. You can even wild harvest because it really does grow everywhere along the coastline.
So you wouldn't recommend people do wild harvest a lot of other things?
No, a lot of our native plants are small, and a lot of our native plants are in areas of high conservation value, like alpine areas and things like that.
Yep.
But almost anything can be grown in our own gardens, and that's what we don't do. You know, we grow apples and pears and, you know, even try and grow mangoes and pomegranates, but we don't grow our own native fruit in our gardens.
So what are you growing in your garden at the moment, Rhys?
Well, we've got a wild food garden established in Wynyard, and we have over 100 edible plants there already established in our garden. So we grow as much as we can. There's lots of greens that are really quite prolific. We have an endangered brassica that grows here, you know, like a cabbage type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. It's called Barbaria australis, and it used to be common all along the creek beds, but sheep like it too. So it's disappeared basically from the Tasmanian landscape. So instead of growing introduced kale and things like that, we could be growing our Barbaria australis.
What does Barbaria australis taste like?
Like a peppery green, sort of a cross between rocket, I guess, and kale. Very, very palatable, very, very much similar to what we would like from a brassica. It can be raw or cooked. It's great.
Do you think maybe that could be the thing that we do is find something a bit special like that and make a batch of it and start getting the trendy restaurants in Melbourne and Sydney to start selling it?
Oh, I think so. I think if people knew about it, it would really take off. To be able to grow an endangered plant and eat that instead of, you know, promulgating the Woolworths specials or whatever it would be fantastic.
But one of the things about all the plants we normally do grow is they grow easily, they grow well, they grow a lot. You plant a, you know, any commercial apple tree that you buy at the nursery, it's going to produce hundreds and hundreds of apples, as they all do. Is there anything amongst these natives that is that prolific in what it makes and grows for you?
No, there isn't. But part of that is because there has been no development. If you looked at an apple 400 years ago, or a carrot is a good example, it was a weedy little tuber the size of your little finger. And our native tubers are similar. We have many native tubers, but one of the I guess the best is the Murnong or yam daisy. That was a staple carbohydrate for the Aboriginals all over southern Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, New South Wales. Thousands and thousands of hectares of this yam daisy were growing. And within 30 years of white settlement, we managed to compact the soil and let the sheep eat most of it. And that grows here, and there's been no development. If we developed it, I guess we'd have a carrot equivalent in a few generations of plant breeders.
What does a yam daisy taste like?
It tastes a bit like a cross between a parsnip and coconut, if that makes sense.
Wow.
It's a lovely little tuber that when you bake it, it goes a bit mushy. You know how the carrot, you can caramelise parsnip and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the caramelising part tastes a bit coconutty and the rest of it's a bit parsnippy. Very pleasant.
Now, what about in the herbs and spices realm? Because the pepperberries are the big thing, and they are pretty wonderful, I've got to say.
They are fantastic. Did you know that every part of the pepper tree is peppery, that you can eat the flower, the unripe fruit, the ripe fruit, the leaves, everything?
Are any of them poisonous as
no.
well? I often worry about that with eating things like that.
No, that's one of the interesting things. There's a lot of myths about poison in the Tasmanian bush. We have a few plants that do need treating, but basically, and this is the exception, is fungi. Well, there are fungi that will you can only eat one and that will be the only thing you ever eat again. but leaving fungi out of it, there are very few things that are actually actively poisonous in the Tasmanian bush.
Rhys, I would love to speak to you again about bush foods next time that topic comes up. Thank you so much for being with us on your afternoon today.